Bikurim Perek Gimel Mishnah Daled 3-4. The Mishnah continues with the story of the bringing of the Bikurim, and now where we left off in Mishnah Gimel was that the people of Yerushalayim came out to greet the procession. Now the procession continues on from outside Yerushalayim to the Beis HaMikdash, and the Mishnah says Hachalil Makel Lefneihen. Once again, the flute resumes playing before them as they progress towards the Beis HaMikdash. Ach Megiin LaHar HaBayis, until they reach the Har HaBayis. Now at the Har HaBayis, that's the mountain on which the Beis HaMikdash sits, there are a number of restrictions because there's a separate chiyuv midoraisa of mora, of being in of reverence for the place, and therefore there are a number of things you can't do, and it's considered inappropriate to play music there. There would be singing songs still, shiros from Tehillim, but no more flute playing. From there they went further towards the Beis HaMikdash, higiu lahar habayis. Once they've reached the Har HaBayis, afilo Agrippus HaMelech, even King Agrippus himself, not perfectly clear if this is Agrippus the first or the second, but whoever it is, and therefore what the implications or the connotations of that are, the point is everybody, as they, from the Har HaBayis, moves onwards from there, they will all, notel asal al ktefo, they will personally bear the weight and carry their own basket of Bikurim. The reason is because the pasuk says, v'laka ha-kohen hatena miyadecha, the pasuk stipulates that the Kohen will ultimately take the basket of Bikurim from the hands of the one who's bringing it, and therefore he, the bringer, has to personally be holding it. And therefore everyone holds it, meaning up until then a person's slave or a donkey or wagon could be carrying the Bikurim, but now he personally carries it on his shoulder, everyone, even the king. The Nichnas Ad Shemegil Azara, and they will walk now on the Har HaBayis carrying their own Bikurim until they reach the Azara, that's the temple courtyard. Higila Azara, once they reach the temple courtyard, Vidibru HaLevim Bashir. So now the Levim will begin to sing. That's the Pashup shot in the reading of the Mishnah, and many Mepharshim learn that this singing happens now. There are those who understand the singing happens later, but anyways, we'll stay with the Pashup shot here. If you recall back from the second Perek Mishnah Dalad, we said that several things were required to be accompanied with the Bikurim. One of them is Shir, singing, so that's happening now. And the Shir they sing is, the Mishnah quotes here, Arumimcha Hashem, Kidli Sani, V'leisi Machto Evaili. This is a quote from Tehillim chapter 30, Kippot Lamed. And that particular verse says, I will exalt you, Hashem, for you have uplifted me and have not let my enemies rejoice over me. And the Levim will actually continue this whole Perek, the whole chapter to the end, singing as they arrive, again, to confer the weight and celebratory nature of this bringing of the Korban, of the Bikurim.